This may not be the outcome we wanted. But while I may be disappointed, I'm not disheartened. For one thing, this is clearly an historic night. Not long ago, two African-American women vying for this position would have been unthinkable. And while it may be true that we took different paths to get here, tonight is about the path forward. For I still believe in the power of public service. It's why I've dedicated so much of my life to it. It's why I'll continue to dedicate my life to it. I wake up every day, including tomorrow, just as I have for the last 25 years, fighting to advocate for and work for and fighting for my constituents. That's my motivation. And I will take it with me as I proudly continue to serve as your Cook County Board President. We've made previously unthinkable change a reality. And there's more we can do. We expanded health care access to hundreds of thousands of residents. But if we want truly healthy communities, we have to move beyond the walls of a doctor's office. We've overhauled cash bonds so that thousands fewer people stand behind bars simply because they're too poor to pay for their freedom. We must continue to work collaboratively with all the stakeholders, especially our community partners, to address the factors that bring too many of our African American and Latinx residents in contact with the criminal justice system in the first place. We'll continue to fight for economic equity and infrastructure improvements, and we'll reach for new goals around sustainability, demand more opportunities for the underemployed and the unemployed. At the end of the day, that's what's truly historic about this election. It's not simply gender or race, but about our values. This campaign was about real issues of working-class families throughout our neighborhoods. This was a campaign where support for an elected school board was a benchmark, where a commitment to affordable housing was a requirement, where we focused not solely on big business, but real living wages. Where we didn't just talk about being a world-class city, we acknowledged the long-term institutional inequities that stop many of our communities from feeling that they were ever truly part of our city and what it has to offer. That's historic. That's something to be proud of. While those issues didn't always dominate the press, they did shape this campaign. That's why the work we've done, the values we fought for, that doesn't end tonight. And that's because of you. My thanks to my fellow public servants, our faith leaders, and community organizations, the countless individuals who donated, called, knocked doors, talked to neighbors and friends, and came out to vote. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to have earned your support.
Call me. Call me.
To you, keep fighting. Nothing worth fighting for is ever easy, but it's always, always, always worth it to fight for what you believe in. And I'm going to keep fighting too. Thank you.